Welcome, welcome, welcome. You're far too kind. Come on, sit down. I appreciate you. You're far too kind. Welcome to Plant Better Conferences. Come on, make some noise. You get to hear a lot of this on our podcast, too. Brick by Brick, Les Brown, Maximum Achievement Team. Make some noise.
Welcome to Season 6 of Brick by Brick with Antonio and Tempest. Thank you for checking us out. Thank you for being with us all this time. I really hope that this season is life-changing for you. I hope this season inspires you to go out in the world and be amazing. I hope that this season inspires you to rebuild your life brick by brick. We're always here to help you. You can always check us out online at batsjr.com or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, same, theatsjr.com, or email us info@theatsjr.com. We're here to help you plant better. Thanks again. Enjoy the show.
Tony T. Smith Jr. here, and we're back with the fifth lesson from our superstar, Miss Millionaire Blank Check. I want you over here, person. Yeah, seriously. Yeah, that happened. Oh, now, yeah, we got some more people. Actually, I got one of our strategic coaches here. Yeah. Won't you come here real quick? Come here, strategic coach. Yeah, come let them see you. I just did her like this. Come let us see you. That's all right. You can just put your face on. It's just showing half body. You gotta tell women stuff like, no. Yeah, come over here. You're gonna be too close. Yeah, come over here. This is our yes. Not getting it good. She is one of our strategic coaches, and she's actually teaching or have taught a class, How to Retrain Your Subconscious.
Yes.
She just pulled out a salad, and so she's working on her inner her. Yes, so we definitely appreciate you. You got some questions here.
So,
there ain't any questions. I'm sorry, this is the fifth thing holding you back.
Yes, my finances.
Fair enough. All right. Do you got something to say? Or you want me to say?
Well, okay. So it's kind of a combination of both. How I view myself and my finances.
All right.
Because how I view myself filters into my finances.
Wow. I'm glad you said that. Do I need to put you back in this chair again?
No, sir. No.
Okay.
So, because how I view myself is holding me back, and how I view my finances is holding me back, because they're both are kind of one and the same.
Yeah.
Because of how I view myself is also how I view money. So if I think I'm not good enough to get a certain amount of money, then it's going to affect my finances. If I don't think I'm not good enough to be around a certain group of people, it's going to affect my finances, because if this is what their goal is and I don't believe that I'm worthy of that, then I'll never have it.
Right.
So and then I'm always thinking, oh, I don't have enough for this. Oh, I don't have enough for that. It's because in my mind, I've been indirectly trained to think that money controls me.
Poverty. Let's just say poverty.
Okay. To think that poverty controls me. So if poverty controls me, poverty controls how I look, poverty controls how I think, poverty controls how I act, therefore poverty controls what comes into my bank account.
There you go. Wow. You might be coaching too. Yes, you pulling up all this stuff. Okay, the reason I had to change poverty money to poverty is because we like to sugarcoat stuff. No, it's poverty. Period. Okay? It is money making you act a certain way. No, it's poverty making you act a certain way. Okay? There's a road to riches and there's a road to poverty. The two roads are not the same, and they don't travel in the same direction. They never will. If you're doing something of poverty, you are not on the road to riches. There's no in-between. There's no kind of, sort of. There is just poverty or prosperity. That is all. Anything in between is a fancy or a comfortable way of describing poverty. Okay? Well, I'm doing well, though. Okay. Well, I'm middle class. Okay, right? You understand? It's all poverty, okay? Okay, it's all that. Okay, it's all that. So we was actually talking two episodes ago about how we let all the kids come here, and so so we was actually talking about that. Yeah, we was actually saying how awesome that was. So you guys may hear some kids in the background. That's because that's the culture of this organization, right? You just brought it up as a bragging point. So good. Now, do you remember those five things you said at the very end? If money, well, you had said, if you could just give me some.
Poverty controls how I think about myself.
That's right.
It controls how I look. It controls, I kind of don't, they just kind
of. No, it's okay. Me. I actually remember them. You left out what you eat.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And so that's what most people don't realize. Listen, your level of income will determine what you eat. And I'm not saying, you know, hey, I'm gonna, let's go eat some fancy. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that when you're poor, you buy a lot of what we call here in Texas soda water. It's pop in other places. It's soft drink, you know, but we're in the South. It's soda water here. Soda for short. You understand? Mm-hmm. But you buy the things that take days off your life. Not because you don't love yourself. It's because that is what is affordable. Because buying a bottle of V8 costs $3. Buying a 24-pack of Parade soda costs $3. And if you got three kids at home, it's much more efficient, or effective, I should say. It's efficient to buy the V8. It is effective to buy the 24-pack of soda. And so it slows our brains. It keeps us unhealthy. It makes us gain weight. And there is, I'm not telling you, because you're attractive, you're successful, but I am telling you. There is a direct link between attractive people and success. You don't have to be attractive to be successful, because attraction or attractive is subjective, and so everyone's attractive, okay? There's somebody for everybody. The person you wouldn't ever has kids, okay? If that makes sense to you, right? What I am saying, though, is there's a scientific reason why. What you will call attractive, normally they have a healthy body. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. But a healthy body leads to a healthy mind. A healthy mind, which you were just talking about, leads to more income. If you have more income, it changes your circle. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So being healthy leads to a faster mind. Having a faster mind leads to more income. Having more income puts you with Warren Buffett. Does that make sense? Okay, you got something to say.
I want to talk to my smokers for a second.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Be gentle. Because I got me a cigarette. I don't even smoke.
Well, so from personal experience.
Oh, that's right. That's right. So you're talking. Hey, go ahead. It's like very differently than what I would.
When you smoke?
From personal experience.
Okay, from personal experience. There's a point in time I smoked to cover up things.
There you go.
When I was really angry, I smoked. When I felt like crying, I smoked. When I had any type of emotional feeling, I smoked. And that emotional feeling went away. That works for your prosperity as well. When you smoke, your prosperous thoughts are clouded. When you smoke, your motivation is diminished. When you smoke, it physically shuts you down. Like right now. As hyper as I am, I can go smoke a cigar and it'll calm me. To a point where I'm just like, I'm in what we call chill mode. Like, okay, I can just sit here and chill. I'm okay.
But you discovered with me, your hyperness is actually positivity.
Right, which is one of my strengths. So I was literally, not only that, my input. When you smoke, I don't want to intake anything else. I just want to chill. So you're literally, when they say you're killing yourself physically when you smoke tobacco, they mean that. But you're literally killing yourself because you're killing your dreams, you're killing your focus, you're killing who you are when you smoke because it clouds everything. It not only fills your lungs with smoke and tar, it fills your mind. It's clouded. So, and if you know, if there's a thick level of fog over the ground when you're trying to drive, you can't see anything.
Fair enough.
It's the same thing when you smoke. It puts a thick cloud of fog in your brain and you can't think straight.
That's fair.
So, to my smokers, I'm not saying, you know, give up or whatever. But if you're really focused on something, as I spoke on in the last one, it's a sacrifice you're going to have to make if you want to be successful, if you want to be prosperous. Because smoking is poverty. If you're willing to spend $4 to $7 on a pack of cigarettes, take that $4 to $7 and invest it in your company.
Fair enough. That came from a smoker. It would have been bad coming from me since I'm a non-smoker. All right? But there you go. There you have it. Now, of course, if that fits you, apply it to you. If it doesn't, then just run away. So good. Well, that's been this series. I'm not going to call it anything, just going to title it for you to have it. Thank you guys for watching. Antonio T. Smith Jr. again. I can't tell you what to do, but I can assure you, you plant better seeds, you'll also plant a better life.